This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Monday, October 27th. State officials said today the SNAP food benefits will be paused November 1st as the federal government shutdown has not ended. The health department announced last week that the WIC program will be continued through November. North Carolinians use around $230 million in SNAP benefits monthly. Federal officials do not plan to use the USDA $6 billion contingency fund to carry SNAP through the shutdown. Two men died in a single vehicle crash in Bladen County Saturday night. Jonathan Lee Williams of Graham Road was pronounced dead on the scene. His passenger, Ricky Cortez, died later at a hospital. A backseat passenger was airlifted to New Hanover. The SUV was traveling north on Rosendale Road when it went off the left, crossed the center line, and struck a ditch on the left-hand side. Robeson County authorities have arrested a mother and son after 13 people were shot and two others were killed Saturday at a party near Maxton. Investigators said several hundred people were at the event when shots rang out and people fled in panic. There will likely be a large crowd at Whiteville City Council on Tuesday as business owners and residents affected by flooding are expected to attend in large numbers. Some are blaming City Council and staff for flooding in the downtown area. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall and can be viewed online or attended in person. Early voting is underway for the municipal elections, and only residents of towns and cities may cast ballots. The only early poll in Columbus for this election is at the Board of Elections office on U.S. 701 North in Wyffle. It closes on November 1st. Election day is November 4th. Town of Chadbourne is holding a special called meeting Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. for a public hearing on the new community development block grant application. The meeting will be held at Town Hall. The public is welcome. This weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in Whiteville. Events kick off Thursday night with an 80s party in the alley on Madison Street from 7 to 9. The Pecan Cooking Contest drop-off is from 6 to 7 at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. is the Halloween Bash at City Hall, sponsored by Whiteville Police and Whiteville Fire. There'll be food and coffee trucks, games, trunk or treating, and more. The fun run starts at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Registration for the 5th annual car show is from 8 until noon, with judging at 1 p.m. on Saturday and trophies at 4 o'clock. And on the main stage throughout the day, Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Man will be performing. Animal Protective Services is going to hold Nightmare on Paul Street, their special Halloween adoption event, Thursday at the shelter on Legion Drive. That's going to be from 7 until 9 p.m. There'll be music, games, food, and of course adoptable pets. They promise nothing but treats and no tricks for the event, and vendors are still needed, so contact Columbus County Animal Protective Services if you'd like to help out. Sheepdog Foundation is going to open the Rego Cafe Friday for a lunch fundraiser at their new facility on Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. That's at 426 Lee Street. Just look for the American flags. Friday's menu will be Jamaican jerk chicken, rice, and plantains. The headquarters, of course, is located at 426 Lee Street. Queen Esther Chapter 533 will host a Fish Fry Friday from 11 until 2. Plates are $10. They can be picked up at 515 South Lee Street in Whiteville. Contact Alicia Hester at 910-918-8057. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.